looks like the biggest session in the world got out. There's like 5,000 people walking through here. So we are here with Richard Booty from ViClarity. How are you, Richard?
Excellent. Fantastic.
How's the show going? What's the buzz you're hearing in the hallways here?
We just got out of the session with Colin Powell, and the message that he gave to everybody was when he dealt with the president, he went to the president with a problem, and the president would be looking out the window talking about squirrels that were around, and in essence, the message was, I trust you, it's your problem, not my problem. So the message was to these credit unions that are out there, when you have problems, your management trusts you to solve them,
right,
and that's what you should do.
So that's a good message.
It was a good
Excellent.
Message.
So let's give you guys a quick plug here. What do you guys do?
ViClarity is a risk and compliance software application that handles all the rules and regulations, and it's a management tool so that these the banks can follow their policies and procedures. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of vendors out there in the market. I think the thing that we do a little bit differently is we configure it to the specific frameworks that these banks and brokers have.
Customize.
It's configurable.
It
is configurable because we don't got to get IT people involved, and that's what a lot of the players do. But the piece is, and the message I'd like to get across to you, we're large both in the healthcare and the financial industries, but we have a big footprint in Ireland, and so for the last year, we partnered with a company called LSI Solutions, and we've got about 10 to 15 credit unions that are coming here just to follow it through.
Okay.
So this is the first time I'm at CUNA. I really, you know, been doing this for a while, but there's nothing like this.
There's nothing like this. This is a good group of people. So as far as like the rest of 2017 going in your neck of the woods, what do you foresee happening? Because we got some new faces on Capitol Hill. We got a lot of new faces here. What do you foresee for 2017?
What I'm seeing specifically with the credit unions is they tend to overregulate. So a credit union will hear these acts that come by, all the CFPB standards, and there's 1,600 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they'll do is, they've got their compliance team together and say, let's follow these regulations, let's divvy up. And then when I sit down and talk with the customer, I said, that's great, but you're only regulated by this particular state. You only have these products and services that you're delivering. You don't need to do it. So I guess the message, or what I'm seeing, is that a lot of these credit unions are over-regulating themselves and adding burden to them, where they're making a process that it's definable, it's simple, that as long as you let the owner of that particular rule or that, just give them alerts, let them handle it.
Okay.
So don't over-regulate.
So that's the solution. Or is that
that's part of our solution, but it's just amazing that I see these people that have been in the industry come from different organizations, and then when they come there, they try to do the same thing. When, you know, they get 2,000 members, they only have this product.
Yeah.
So don't kill yourself. It shouldn't be a burden, you know, and get off those spreadsheets.
All right, and wrap up question here. What are your goals here? Obviously to gain some awareness for your company, but what are your goals here? To take back to your company and then to provide to credit unions?
Jeez, the goals obviously are to listen to messages from the board members, because I go into meetings and we hear certain things and we have a different view, but I want to get the view from the credit union perspective. And I learned a valuable lesson yesterday from the president of one of these credit unions, and I don't want to go their name, but they're downsizing. So they went from 9 branches down to 5. And in essence, he told me that the message is, you either get off the train or you're going to go off the cliff. Just prepare for it, organize yourself right, correctly, and things will well. Don't just put your head in the sand.
Oh, no doubt. Plan.
Yep.
And then execute.
Correct.
Richard, thank you very much for
stopping by. Thanks, pleasure meeting you.
Appreciate it. Richard Booty from ViClarity.
Thank you.